Hello, party people, and welcome back to Cast Party, presented by Shays Performing Arts Center. My name is Rita Siriani, and with me today, I have my co-party hosts. To the left of me is Juliana Tracy.
Ooh, hello.
And to the right is Kenny Lazuski.
Hello, everyone. Happy Monday. What a nice thing.
Happy Monday. Happy holidays, guys. This is our last episode before the holidays, so we wish you a very happy holidays.
Be so quick. It came so fast.
It's been a very fast fall. It's been a wickedly fast November. And now we are in the holiday spirit. And, you know, when it comes to the holidays, you need all hands on deck to celebrate. So we thought we could use some extra help today. So I'd like to introduce back to you all a very special old guest, an old friend.
An old guest.
But a current colleague.
God, we're dragging this one
out. We're doing good.
Please welcome back to Cast Party the artist formerly known as Rachel Buchanan, Rachel Fedor.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
For those who don't know, Cirque du Soleil is the circus, and they perform all over the country. They have many different types of shows, and in all of these shows, they are demonstrating some phenomenal acrobats, some amazing stunt work. They're also dancing. I was rewatching The Sizzle for Twas the Night Before last night, and there is ice skating. There is hoops that they are literally jumping through. There are hula hoops. It is going to be a feast for the eyes.
They're ice skating on the Shays stage? What if they fall through the Wicked trap door?
That's for us to make sure it doesn't happen, I guess.
Door is boarded up.
Oh,
yeah. It wasn't even open for Wicked.
Right.
I thought it was.
No.
When they throw the water on her?
No.
She doesn't go down the trap door?
Alert.
Oh, everybody's. By now, if you haven't seen it here at Shays or the movie or TikTok or read the book
or TikTok
or the spoilers on TikTok, then I can't help you.
Well, what I like about Twas the Night Before is that it's a classic story, right? We all are hopefully familiar with the poem. And then Twas is adding, or Cirque is adding their own, like, fresh spin on it.
Oof.
I know. Rachel, since we interviewed you, you have moved from receptionist up to creative coordinator. Do you have any inside scoops you could give us fine folk here at the pod?
There's so much uniqueness about the way that Twas is happening this with this Cirque du Soleil show. It's a more modern, fun spin on the classic story, so I think that's really exciting. And there's definitely some video clips that I've seen that are really, like you said, a feast for the eyes. It's so fun to see. And the team that we've worked with has just been so kind that we're really excited to have them in the area.
Oh my gosh, yeah, we were talking about this a little bit before we started recording. Could you tell us a little bit about how the Big Ditch Brewery collab happened, which was, and what's going on there?
Yeah, the Cirque du Soleil team is really great at outreach. They talked to us a little bit about collaborating with a local brewery, and then they just went out on their own and found Big Ditch, which is awesome. I love that they went with, like, something local and, like, they really did their research about the area.
Yeah, right.
So Big Ditch has a specialized Twas beer, and it's actually really tasty. They gave us a sample of it when we went to go visit them at the brewery, and it was really light and airy. It has, like, cranberry notes, and it's awesome.
Are you drinking on the job?
Never.
It's in the handbook.
This was for work.
This was for
work. You would never, ever.
You would never, ever.
Well, my drinking is for work, too.
Yeah.
We so that's fine. But this sounds great. I don't like beer, but that sounds good.
I'm not usually a beer fan.
Yeah, I'm not a beer person, see? That's a great thing when you have a beer like that, like, brings people together, like non-beer people like me. Rita is a beer person.
I am.
No, I can't say non-beer because I'm not a non-theater person. New beer person.
There we go. You're a new beer person. Yes, this is what the holiday's about. It's about putting your differences aside to drink together.
Yes.
And also go to the theater together.
To drink beer together.
Non-beer people.
We don't like beer.
How does one get through the holidays sometimes without?
Shout out Twas and Big Ditch and all our other collaborators that do stuff with us for shows. I know Wicked, we had a ton of restaurants and things, and just more to come. I feel like this is something we're going to be doing with all the shows, or I don't want to speak too soon, but, like, I don't know, with all our partners, local restaurants and things.
I feel like Shays is such, like, a pillar in the community, and the more outreach we can do to support other people in the community and other businesses is one of the best things that we can do for Buffalo.
Yeah, and we're lucky. Everybody's been so great, you know, selfishly to the staff here. Like, they know if we say we work at Shays, they welcome us with open arms no matter where we go to eat or drink before a show or this and that, so...
That's a really good point. I mean, I feel like when folks are coming downtown, we're so lucky that they're usually saying they're coming to see us or a Sabres or a Bandits game. As we're approaching the holidays, we hope you visit all of our neighbors and friends as well, because they're putting forth such great work and such great products that, this is a great time to come downstairs.
And Shays looks beautiful.
And Shays looks beautiful.
So when you guys do come here, Shays is all decorated. The elves came in overnight.
Yes.
2 days, quick turnaround. And if you were here during Nutcracker, shout out Adrienne, right?
Yeah.
She just finished up her weekend. So everybody who saw Nutcracker got to see that great show and then got to see Shays all decorated.
That's right. Yes. I mean, have we ever shared with folks how the holidays happen here at Shays, like decoration-wise?
Rachel puts it all up herself.
Yes. Oh, yes.
If you guys read the call board every year.
Which Juliana authors.
Brought to you by the development department.
Every, like, November-ish edition. We've started to fall into, like, mid-November to December editions. But I throw it back to how we set up the theater every year for Christmas. So we have a wonderful team called Hail Northeastern that comes, and they set up our decorations professionally, and they really went into like specific details to make the decorations like one of a kind for the theater. My favorite detail that I always bring up every year is that. The ornaments on our Christmas tree, like those blues, are meant to match our ceiling, the Tiffany blue and
the
our
Tiffany
ceiling.
Blue. That's right.
And I think it's like a French blue that the ornaments technically are, so they're technically not like the exact shade of blue, but they're so close enough that like it draws your eye right to the ceiling and it matches.
That's great.
Yeah.
And we can't wait at the Spotlight Lounge to take your Christmas picture.
That'll be our professional.
The Disney photo pass person.
Yeah.
Because we're stationed outside the Spotlight Lounge and there's a huge tree.
Yes.
That is there.
I should also throw some flowers at our stagehands, because not only do they make our stages look beautiful in a stupid amount of time, like so quickly, it's crazy, but I also was watching them put up the tree with Hail. So.
Oh, were they helping? Yeah.
They were.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And so was Rachel.
And yeah. Yeah, Rachel was there. She was conducting the whole thing.
All the other trees she did herself.
It's like all
the ones
my direction.
In 710.
Yep.
There's trees in 710. 710 looks great.
Yep.
I was there Saturday for White Christmas meeting somebody, a ticket patron there, and it was so cute.
Speaking of Irving Berlin's White Christmas at 710, I have yet to see it, but the word of mouth, my friends, has been so positive. I hope folks are not sleeping on this production.
I've seen it twice.
Oh my gosh.
I have a lot of friends on the show, so I've been lucky enough that they've given me their complimentary tickets.
Thank you.
I have been able to go see it twice. Thank you. Shout out to Kristen Marie.
Can we get complimentary tickets for the podcast?
Gave me a comp for the preview.
Thank you, Kevin.
But yeah, no, it's so good. Like, the dance is insane. So like if you have a chance to stop by and get
what's like a known song, Juliana, from that
White
show
Christmas.
That I would know.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas.
You know the title?
Oh, Jesus.
And it's a classic.
Merry Christmas.
So you're going.
I can't wait to go see it.
Yeah.
I got to listen to it for like 10 minutes before I got there before intermission. But there sounded like they were dancing the whole time.
There's like Happy Holidays. If you do know the best things happen while you're dancing.
Sisters.
I just love so much when Juliana sings.
I'm not singing it well right now.
Wait, is that like the Sisters, like how they make fun of it in SNL?
Yes.
That's from White Christmas?
There you go.
Yeah. Oh, now I have to go see. I have to text my wife. We have to go see this.
He's literally picked up his phone right now to text Brie.
Wait, that's the Sisters thing from SNL.
Yeah.
You mean from
Sisters.
White Christmas.
What the hell?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Holy.
The light in Kenny's
holy
eyes.
Moly.
Like a kid on Christmas.
I don't even want comp tickets. I'm going.
There we go.
I'm going.
Yeah, I believe.
Hold on. I got to figure this out.
Well, Kenny figures that out. Yeah. Shout out to our former Shays staff member, Emily Weber.
Yep.
And David Weiss.
I was going to say.
Current staff member.
He's in it.
Yeah, David. Yay,
he's
David.
Down in the box office?
Yeah.
Our buddy in the box office. Shout out to David Weissachian.
Congratulations.
He's an actor?
Yeah. A very good actor.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Boy, Dave?
Already award-winning.
Already award-winning.
Check yourself.
He absolutely loves when you bring that up.
he's so modest. He's so sweet.
He's an Artie Award winner?
Yes, sir. He is. I was there for that one.
He's very talented.
He's going to win another one for White Christmas. He's probably singing the sister song.
I like where you went on a journey there.
wishful thinking.
And speaking of wishful thinking, Twas is here, and in honor of Cirque du Soleil's Twas the Night Before, arriving this Wednesday at Shays, we thought we would try something kind of unique here. Mm. Kenny, I know you're not usually an actor, but I'd really like for you to step up to the plate here. I have come up with a very super abridged, Shays-ified version of Twas the Night Before Christmas to welcome our friends at Cirque, and which is part of why we needed Rachel here, because we needed the pros. We needed to pull out all the stops.
This makes me nervous, though, now. Yeah. I feel like I'm auditioning for Rachel.
Would you like to save
this
your
This is like an audition to save my seat here.
Yeah. You should take it that way.
I am taking it that way.
All right, so what's your slate? My name is Kenny Lazuski. I'm an actor, and yeah.
What? What's a slate?
Oh, we went over this.
Did we?
Went over this, yes. Oh. Hi, my name is Juliana Tracy, and today I'll be singing.
We never went over this.
Yes, we
what
did.
What episode was this?
Do you listen to your own podcast,
Ken? What episode is this? This had to be like season two, or episode two.
It could have been.
No. We definitely went over this.
We're 20 deep now here. I mean,
I know.
Had proscenium stuck with you, but
proscenium
not a slate.
Did. Nope, slate. Wow. I thought the slate would have been like the.
No.
Like the
clacker?
That's
in movies. You don't need that in theater.
When you go into an audition, if they don't tell you, like, mm-hmm. the person doesn't go, this is Juliana Tracy or whatever, you have to introduce yourself mm-hmm. and what you're performing.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Oh, hi, my name's Ken Lazuski.
I'll be doing the Night Before Christmas.
I'll be saying stanza three.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, I'll be
reading stanza three in the Night Before Christmas, Ken Lazuski.
Scene two.
This is my first audition, so don't be too tough. Thank you very much.
Very nice. All right, let's see if you get the callback. All right, friends, without further ado, a dramatic reading of Twas the Night Before Twas. Twas the Night Before Twas by Cirque du Soleil at Shays. Not a patron was stirring. They had had their tickets for days. The decorations were hung throughout Shays by Hale with care, in hopes that fabulous acrobats would soon perform there.
The ushers arrived dressed in black, green, and red, while visions of spinning hula hoops danced in their heads. And Robert in his suit, and Sue Staple in her snazzy Christmas tree cap, poured champagne and prepared shaybills, Main Street snow-capped.
When out on the main stage, there arose talented tappers. The patrons sprang from their seats to applaud the matter. Away to the wings, the artist flew like a flash to hang from the stage's ceilings on a sash.
The stage lights Isabella, the star of the show, who must find her father after a storm of winter snow. Whimsical characters on skates and with yo-yos appear, and a lot of fashionably dressed reindeer.
The artists may not often speak as they work, but this familiar story will feel like dream work.
The costume sparkling, snowflakes and headphones, you'll be ready for the holidays as the cast strikes their last pose.
Then spring from your seat, offer a cheer or a whistle, grab a photo with your family in front of a tree with tinsel.
We thank you for coming, drive safely into the night, happy holidays, Buffalo, you keep our stages bright.
Well, friends, you have got a lot of holiday shopping to do. You've got Shays season tickets and gift cards to consider purchasing for your friends.
What
or maybe, what a pitch. I know. Maybe you've got some nice excursions. So we're going to wrap up early so that way you guys can all enjoy the holidays, whatever you're celebrating. We thank you for celebrating your time with us. And Rachel, thank you for stopping by today.
Thanks for having me. It was
fun. Thank you for your dramatic read.
Yes.
Regis, Twas the Night Before Christmas.
Anytime.
I needed, yes. I needed a pro, and I
was right
know.
Here this whole time.
Kenny will sing his version of White Christmas.
Yes.
My wife, got to get it aside before we wrap up. I texted my wife that, like, oh my gosh, the sister song is in White Christmas, the SNL skit, and she just texted, dear, that's where it's originally from.
Yep.
Well, That wraps this up.
That wraps it up.
Happy holidays. Merry Christmas. Yep. Happy New Year. Season 2 on the way.
Yes. So, folks, we will have one more episode after this with a special guest star. And he is a star. And then we will be wrapping up. And in the new year, you will find us in our season 2 form. Stick around to see what that means.
In a whole new studio, cameras, lights, action, live recordings, merch.
Whoa. I think you're promising.
Oh, I'm not. Yeah. We're ready to go.
This is a conference room.
Get ready.
Shoot for the stars, Ken.
Yep. Got to start somewhere. Here we are.
All right, folks. Dream big. I hope you get all that you wanted this holiday season. All right, some quick campus shout-outs and wrap-ups. 'Twas the Night Before. I don't know if you know it, but it's presented by Cirque du Soleil, and it's going to be at Shays Buffalo from December 17th through the 28th. We wish them a wonderful production. All right, Musical Fairs production of Irving Berlin's White Christmas. Folks, we have the reviews. They're in, and it's a phenomenal production. And this it's wrapping up this weekend at Shays 710 Theater. You have until December 21st to see Emily and David and everyone else.
Already award-winning,
David. And then, of course, yes, Big Ditch Brewery has just released an exclusive 'Twas the Lager Before. I love a lager. A new American lager to get exclusively during the run of 'Twas. It is a cute name.
Yeah.
And, folks, if you are interested in purchasing any of our lovely Centennial merch as a last-minute holiday gift, or to go with your Shays gift card for your loved ones this year, come visit us at the Shays box office at 650 Main. You can get your typical Centennial coffee blend, which Rachel was the leader on, Shays Pennant by Oxford Pennant, or one of the very stylish and elusive Shays Centennial pins, which our friends at 42 North are currently sporting.
Thank you to Mrs. Rita, senior.
Mrs. Rita gave Justin a pin so he could rock
Thanks,
it out
Justin.
For us. Thank
good
you,
part,
Justin.
Next door. Good partners.
Amazing. We have so many good partners in the area. We thank you all. Folks, happy holidays. Happy New Year. Thank you for joining us this week on Cast Party. We'll see you at rehearsal. Until then, Ken, why don't you sing us out?
Sisters do as sisters should.
Cast Party is presented by Shays Performing Arts Center.
Produced by Cassandra Lippert, Ken Lazuski, myself, Juliana Tracy, and Rita Siriani.
Theme song by John Michael Ogletree.
Audio mixing by Dave Lenhart.
Logo and graphics designed by Acacia Crozier.
Marketing and social media by Bridget Neeson.
Please rate, review, and subscribe to Shays Performing Arts Center Presents Cast Party, wherever exceptional podcasts are downloaded.
Or visit us at shays.org.
Bye-bye.